previously on Get Canceled.
I always say, so like we're activated here. I just smoked and I'm having a cocktail. You're relaxing on something else.
Yeah, I had a doggy Xanax.
Okay, so I have gotten into this rabbit hole and I found it's called the Whatever Podcast. So this host does this question of having the girls rate themselves from 1 to 10 based on looks. This is the Whatever clip. I will link it in the description box below. It was interesting how delusional and how these girls could not understand that there is a range of how people look. When people go through life thinking that they're more attractive than they are, women are cutting off a whole group of people that they could be potentially dating because they're all trying to date that top 1% of attractive and successful men.
They literally want men in this statistical category where they're all 6 feet and above and all make $120,000 or more. All these five things, and they have to have those things. Do you understand that's only 1% of men in the entire freaking country?
Yeah. Warning, what you are about to hear is not for the faint-hearted. This is their cue to stop listening. It's time to stop giving a fuck about offending every retarded cocksucker and little bitch pussy. For every asshole, twat, and chode, the cunts of America will continue to make jokes with the freedom bestowed upon us by the First Amendment. We will no longer be afraid to piss off the woke bastards. In the words of the great Joan Rivers, just lighten the fuck up. These are just jokes, you assholes.
Everybody, welcome back to another episode of Get Canceled. I am your host, Cheryl Scott. And before I do anything else, I need to take care of some business. This is an anonymous show, so if you enjoy, if you like what you hear, please rate, review, subscribe, and most importantly, share. Please share this podcast with your friends, your family, and most importantly, your enemies. All right, now that that's done, back to the show.
So that's, you know, it sucks, but I wish that girls would be more open. And this is another thing that's with dating. This is crazy. I used to put this on my app, hoping to find somebody who, for instance, I would say I always love girls in the Midwest because they're from the Midwest. They're not like, oh, I'm from New York and I need to da, da, da. They're just like down
they're
to earth.
They're more down to earth.
They're down to earth. When yeah. I would go to other cities and I would go on the swipe app. So like I went to Denver and Seattle and I would swipe and I would literally get a pile of girls within 24 hours.
Would you say that they're easier to get along with?
Yeah.
I think that's a big part of what men want, right? Like it's not easy to date a difficult person, woman, really. It's not anyone who's difficult. Same thing, like don't date a difficult guy either. But I think certain ways of thinking contributes to people behaving a little bit more aggressive versus softer.
Yeah. It's amazing because if I think about it, I accidentally dated somebody out of state. Mm. So somebody, and this is so weird, but like this is, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago, I swiped on somebody and I'm like, oh my God, this girl is amazing. She's really cool. She's not like a 10 in looks. I felt like we look the same. I'm not going to rate myself, but like, or I think she's better looking than I am. It was like, okay, this girl is really attractive and she's fun and whatever. And we start talking. Everything is clicking, right? And it says she's 38 miles away or whatever it was. I was like, oh, you're an She's like, yeah, I'm with my grandparents and I'm at some wedding. I'm like, oh, cool. We're literally having a full conversation. This is going on for 2 or 3 days.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So it gets to 2.5 days later and then it looks like she's 300 miles away. I'm like, oh, where are you at right now? She's like, oh, now we're in Vegas and we're doing this and I'm taking my grandparents or blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, nothing is still occurring to me because originally she said where we are is near me. So then she's in Vegas. I'm like, okay. And we keep talking and like 3 days later, she's like 1700, I don't even know, 2500 miles away, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, where are you now? She's like, oh, I'm in Ohio. And I'm like, oh, what are you doing in Ohio? She's like, I live in Ohio. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
What?
I said, oh my God, we're 2000 miles apart. She lived in Ohio. But we met while she was trapped. It just didn't occur to her. Yeah. It didn't occur to me. And we had this whole thing. We actually ended up, she actually flew out and we hung out.
That's interesting. I didn't think about something like that happening.
And she was the most down-to-earth, really cool girl ever. And at some point within like 6 or 7 months of chatting, or maybe it was before that, she came out and hung out with me for a week.
Did she stay with you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy?
Kind of. I mean, but fun. Good crazy.
I mean, I'm actually surprised that it happened in retrospect. Why is some girl going to fly in from 2,000 miles away to meet a guy and stay with him? Like, okay.
You know, those Midwestern girls are trusting.
Well, they're very trusting.
Yeah. Excuse me.
I'm going to now simulate me hitting a bong. Pretty good, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't really listen to you because I can't text and listen at the same time.
It's fine.
Okay, good.
It's a misnomer. Where were we?
Just wanting to be honest. Where were we? Delusional people. Because men can be delusional as well.
Absolutely. You're looking at one of them.
But I don't know. Like this idea of dating this small percentage and shutting yourself off to the possibilities that could be out there. What do you think is fueling this way of thinking? Because I don't think women have always been this way.
I hate to say, but I think it's women. And also, I think that it's women because we're literally talking about multiple podcasts.
Because they can be a little retarded sometimes.
But let's put it like this. This is a genetic DNA thing of genders of all time. Men have always been the hunters and women have been the hunted. I don't want to make generalizations, but that's how it is.
Yes.
So if women are now, they're closing their door and being like, No, I only am willing to go with the 1.5%. Then guys become uninterested in even trying. And they're just like, well, if you look at like the marriage statistics, they've plummeted because the guys are now like, well, I don't need that. I can go to OnlyFans.
Exactly.
Okay.
There's so many things going on with it. Like, I lost my train of thought.
Well, I could continue and say which was a fun laugh to say it is women. It is continuously on the dating apps, shocking to me, and I've shown people conversations. I'm a well-spoken person. I'm articulate. I'm creative. I can be a little over the top sometimes.
Who isn't?
Okay, who isn't? But when I'm going into the beginning, and I've shown people and friends multiple conversations I've had with 10 women that all ghost, disappear, or whatever, they just all check out. It doesn't matter what I say. Doesn't matter if I ask for the phone number when things are going well within 2 to 3 days. It doesn't matter if I've stretched it out to 4 or 5. They all dip.
But do you think it's because they have a surplus, like there's an overflow of options?
Nope, because I'm being very open. And so like the ones that I'm talking to, which isn't that many, I don't feel that they have a ton and they just check out anyways. In their minds, it's like they're checked out. They float away. It doesn't matter who it is. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. It's literally like a social
experiment. Are you talking about ghosting?
Ghosting or yes, they just ghost.
Yeah, because it's easier. You know you're never going to see that person again. So it's easier to just fade away and not have that confrontation or that interaction. It's like a cowardly thing to do.
But the numbers are tweaking so fast. Like if I would say 2 or 3 years ago or before COVID or whatever, I would say like the amount of dates I would get per year if I was single is a good amount. Okay. Mm-hmm. But after and like now it's next to none. They all just don't want to go on one date. But they liked you enough to start talking and have a conversation. I've had conversation for 3, 4 days, 7 days. And then when you ask the question, hey, I'd love to whatever, or can I get your number? That would be more fun than the Bumble text or whatever. And they disappear. It is incontrovertibly stupid. It doesn't make sense. Why are they on there? I don't think that they have a surplus. They just check out after 3 days. That's it. I'd love to do an experiment. It's like 98%.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to know exactly what's going on. It could be because she has all these other options. It could be because she's just not vibing. It could be just a myriad of other things.
I've had so many where literally I'm so vibing and it's like a perfect conversation. It's so weird. Fucking annoying. Like I had a conversation with one who, it's really funny, the more rare ones who are a little quirky, I think that I'm nailing it. And those are the ones that I get really upset when they've checked out. So one was like, oh, I like to go to Disneyland. I like Star Wars. I don't even mind Star Trek. I like Harry Potter. And like all these quirky things that I like, but I'm not so like in love with, but I love little sci-fi stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then I'm hitting her with the Harry Potter question. She's like, oh, did you take the quiz? And I'm like, yeah. And like, we're both Gryffindor and like all this stupid shit that I think I'm nailing every single thing. And then the end is you're like, oh, we're in the same house. We're both Gryffindor. And gone. Then the question is, do you double text, double message like 3 days later to be like, hey, how was your weekend? Which again is, to me, is lame. If anybody's heard this podcast, you may not say, hey, hello, how are you? Or whatever. If you're a girl and you're on Bumble, talking to an opening message to a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how was your weekend is pretty lame too. How, as a guy or a girl, but usually guy, how do you get back in the conversation when you've been mini ghosted? Meaning she keeps you on the line. She hasn't deleted you and she's gone for 4 or 5 days, but she didn't delete you. How do you get back in it when you're like, this was really rocking? This was like the high school conversation where you fell asleep talking to them until 2 in the morning on your rotary phone.
That's just in movies.
It's not in movies. That happened. That really happened. She's like, so that's what's so many guys that I know that are single talk about that. The girls just ghost.
Okay, so people out there listening, I don't do dating apps. So I would be curious to hear from people, girls. I'm going to just gender everything. I would like to hear from girls about why they stop texting or why they ghost in dating apps. Because I have no idea. I mean, I have different theories, but who knows? It may not be good news for you.
We need to do a lot. You know what would be amazing to do is to find a way to do some live event where this is a poll question in front of multiple women, where we could actually say, I'm curious, why do most of you actually ghost guys that you've started? That would be fucking amazing.
Point of personal privilege, I actually want to take this on the road. I would like to go to places and have live podcasts where people can just go up and ask and say whatever.
Are our voices just coming booming from somewhere else?
I mean, maybe you're behind something that's animated.
Oh, that would make my face look better. Did I need to rate myself?
Because I am going to start to officially use the AI to animate clips of this podcast.
Just give me lots of hair. I just like, I want a big, I want like a big coif in the front.
A coif?
Yeah, like a...
Isn't that around a neck?
No.
A coif? Or is that like the hair, like a whoop?
Yeah.
Like a doo-wop?
Yeah, like a... just,
like a woo.
Yeah, we all guys just want like super, super just thick...
lustrous hair.
Thick, fake hair.
Yeah. I do think that women are more particular than men. There's a lot more boxes that women want men to check. I think men are a little bit more flexible, mm-hmm. accommodating in personality.
I mean, why don't we just pack this room with women of all... everything. Like, basically, we're like, hey, which women are on dating apps? And we try to find people of different categories, ratings, etc. And we all talk to those people. We need to ask them the questions that we want to know the answers to. Because I want to know why these girls keep ghosting every fucking guy. Why did you start with us and then you checked out? There's gotta be, no one is talking about it. You can't Google it. Somebody needs to know.
How do you know? You've Googled?
I've Googled it. There's no answer. There's no fucking
What's
answer.
What's the other
on
one? Bing? Did you bing it?
I haven't binged anything. I didn't
That's
bung.
That's part of the problem.
I haven't bunged. There's no bing.
No binging or bonging.
No, there's nothing of that. And Google's not going to even... This
Google's
is,
not going to bong you. Bong no. for you.
This is the cool...
Give you a bong?
That's why Google and like AI and all this bullshit, it can't answer the questions that we want to know. These are like life questions of now. Social media and like all that stuff. So what are these girls doing that they check out? We want to know. Guys want to know.
All right, let's get a team of researchers out there.
I think we might have to be the researchers.
Oh my gosh, we're going to pave the way. This is what I mean. I say we do God's work here at Get Canceled, and I'm very proud of that. My missionary work.
Such a missionary.
No, don't just do missionary.
No, you have to do all the
Do
work.
All the Aries.
Yeah, like do like a reverse cowboy into a missionary.
Okay, so we'll start to wrap up, so maybe like another 15, 20?
Sure.
If that.
Sure.
Okay, so back to this whatever podcast that I've gone down this rabbit hole. I don't know. I think that the more I listen to it, and I think it's also because of the type of women that come on the show, I used to be all for it. Like, I used to be more supportive of all this, like, yeah, woo, sexy girl time, whatever it is. But I do think that we've taken it a little bit far. It's just like a lot. Like, Cardi B and WAP, that song, Wet Ass Pussy, is like... And I never thought that I would be prudish because it takes a lot to like really get me like not offended, but like to be like, oh, I don't love that. That was way too much for me. So I think we've just like, woo, gone off the rails with that. What do you think?
We've gone off the rails with an orange Cheeto that has come into our lives. Okay. And what he was able to do was to basically say anything, get away with it, and it has told everybody else that they can do that. Go ahead and figure it out. I would love to do the pie chart of his ascension to presidency and saying all those things and whatever, and respect to some of the policies, perhaps. It sucks. It's not fair, because then everybody else can say whatever they want and be shitty.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have some sense of decorum and respect for certain positions of power, and something like President of the United States is one of those. And you just need to be a lot classier. I'm sorry. You need to behave yourself in a way of decorum when you're interacting with the world and you're representing America.
Yeah.
Like, have some fucking class.
I feel like most people that are logical, I could say this, and this is always an easy one, is the person I would think about being president first always has to be a human being. Somebody who would never say things that are racist or whatever. Fine. Every single president has some bullshit and they're stocking away money and they're doing sketchy shit. Yeah.
They're politicians.
Okay. So while I might say I respect certain people for being open and honest with how they are, and he's very bold, I don't like that he's misogynistic towards people. I just don't like it. Every single president, I can't believe that I would say now that I'd be like, I liked George Bush. That was like 9/11. And I'm like, now I'm like, that guy was a great guy.
Yeah.
And I'm shocked. There's not going to be a time where most people are like, wow, Trump was a great guy.
But also overall, people were more respectful back then.
Way.
So I think there's like a parallel between this Cardi B WAP song and fucking Donald Trump being president. Yes. Have you ever seen Idiocracy?
No.
Dude, that's actually going to be another podcast episode where I do a Idiocracy movie night. And then we record. If you haven't seen it, I fucking recommend going out, watching it. It is crazy.
I don't mean to be lame, but I feel like I want to go back to the time when the news would report things that were good and you're like, that's great. There is nothing. Every single thing about the news is negative, and it's on both sides. The CNN and the Fox, it's negative and it's edgy, and you're like, I have to turn that on to watch it. There's not a lot of good news. It's crazy. It's like a misnomer. There's no good news.
I also think they put a lot of emotionality onto it as opposed to just stating facts. And so the emotion, it is bad news. You feel it. It's not like this is just what's happening. Here's what's going on in terms of all aspects. I think getting people afraid is an easy way to control them a little bit.
I just don't want to watch that news anymore. I really don't. I actually loved, there's a show called Morning Joe. It's on MSNBC.
Oh, you and the Biden. President Biden loves Morning Joe.
Oh, I'm sure he does, but I don't know if he's allowed to be up without his medication that early. But they did. I don't even know the show well at all. I only know like CNN and Fox. Okay. And it's very interesting because they're obviously the opposite sides for the most part. But yet this MSNBC is always this anomaly to me where I can't figure out what I'm watching and who's for who. So I kind of like it because it's this mystery network of what's going to come on. And I'm not thinking like, oh, it's very Trump, or it's, oh, the other guy. So they did an interview with Larry David talking about his last season of Curb.
Yeah.
And I, big fan. They talked nothing about the news, and it was the best, most fun thing that I've seen on a news network in 100 freaking years.
Oh, I like that.
So why can't I have that stuff mixed in? Because I watch the whole clip. If it's regular news, I watch for 4 minutes and I dump it. I think people do want to flip around again. It's like our polls have to be reversed, and we want to see things that make us feel good.
Yeah, it's too much.
Everything much anxiety.
Is doom and gloom. Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Is there anything good? Do you have anything good to tell us? News.
All they're saying is these are all the different ways the world is going to end. That's all they're talking about. Can you imagine what this is doing to kids? It's probably going to fuck them up.
They're already fucked up.
This is like another added element to it. They're like, why bother? The planet's going to explode in 5 years.
Well,
you know what I mean? They're
happening.
Like, we know it's not going to happen, but they're thinking that because they're
kids.
I don't
think the kids don't see that part. I don't think that they...
They do think that the planet is going to end very soon, like humanity, because we fucked it up unless we change things.
Yeah.
Younger kids, like, they do have this perception. This is so young to, like, put this stuff on them.
Well, it's all interwoven with the stuff that we talk about when people come up for point of personal privilege. Ugh. That they have to come up to the microphone to describe everything that's wrong with them before they tell the facts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always like, stop with your bullshit. I've said it the last time. Stop with your bullshit and please tell us the facts in one sentence and I will listen to you. I will be respectful. But when you give me your list of bullshit, I mean, here, I could talk about all my bullshit, but nobody wants to hear it, so I just have to go about my thing, and then I just need to find therapist or something, you know, or you're like, I have to take this medication or whatever it is.
You're just like, SOS.
You're just like, whatever. Help. But I still, that's the good thing where I can compartmentalize. When I got to go do my job, I just do what I'm supposed to do.
It's the way to go.
I guess.
It's how you move onward and upward.
Because I don't want anybody to judge me by all the bullshit that I have that I drag with me. I want to go out and do something that, like, makes an impact, makes somebody happy.
It's a welcome distraction because it's not all about you. And we live in this narcissistic society that everyone is so focused on themselves and their experience. Like, we keep talking about point of personal privilege. It's so ridiculous. We are such a small part of what makes life happen. So everyone needs to fucking get in the back seat, okay?
Yeah.
Just get in the fucking back seat.
Yeah, don't tell me about all your stuff and your names and all those things. I will respect you if you just come out and speak.
100%.
Just speak your shit.
We gotta wind it down. Let's do some final thoughts. Final thoughts on delusional women and points of personal privilege.
Final thought, I'm a 6.9.
6.9. That's your rating?
It's just comedy right there. I have to draw into the 69 part.
God, the idea of rating myself makes me not, like, so uncomfortable. I don't like it.
I don't like it either because I feel like whatever the number is, I'm like kicking myself because I'm not like, oh, 8.7. Because I actually have the mind, unlike the girl who said she was a 10.
Yeah.
I have the mind to be like, I'm going to be straight out. But at the same time, I don't want to too harshly judge myself, but I'm also very self-deprecating.
Same.
And I don't want to go, if I go into the 6 or 7, I'm also thinking of it as a school grade. Because if you're like, I'm a 6.9, you're basically like a C minus. And I'm
like, yeah, that's average. A C is average. And that's okay. I think there's not, like we talked about, there's 1%. There's not a lot of good looking people out there. Most people are average. And then there are people, it's, you know, the yin to the yang. Some people, I fucking lost it again. That volcano took me out.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. All right, whatever. That's what happens when you get too activated.
She, just to let everybody know before this, she had a volcano where she inflated a giant condom, which looked like an Orville Redenbacher fucking condom balloon.
Yeah.
And she got activated, and this balloon is sitting here, and it's like masturbating into a condom. This is what we talked about.
It's like an old person masturbating into a condom because instead of something sticky, icky, icky, it's like dust, smoke. You know
what
I mean?
It's air.
It's just... air. What do you think? Was that too much?
New episodes dropping every Wednesday.